People know that Roman Catholics, they pray to Mary. And Mary is big with the Roman Catholic Church. I know I was a Roman Catholic. There's no question about it. The Hail Marys, I mean, the rosary beads. If you're a Roman Catholic, you pray the rosary. And if you don't, shame on you, according to the Church of Rome. I mean, the Pope, he exalts Mary. He exalts praying the rosary. So there's no question about that. I prayed the rosary beads, the Hail Mary prayers, folks. And this is super big within the Roman Catholic Church. They also pray to other saints, which they would call them. In fact, the late Mother Teresa is now a saint. The late Pope John Paul II is now a saint. People will be praying to these dead people, folks. It's unbelievable when you think about it. So let's take a look now at what the Bible has to say. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That's 1 Timothy 2:5. What did Jesus say? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You don't have any mention of Mother Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, or praying to the consecrated heart of Mary. You see those little pictures that they hand out. So you'll see them at funerals and stuff like that. Mary, everything's Mary, Mary, Mary. So this is a counterfeit teaching. It's a seducing spirit, ladies and gentlemen, and has people so bound. I know I was in this, as I said. You do not need Mary. Romans 8:34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He's the one you need, folks. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mary's not part of the triunity of God, folks. The triunity. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And don't ever forget that.